once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the morning hours in Canada, outside of the city of Vancouver, where we've been spending some time, and I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus, the demons do bow. The demons are subject to the will of God in Jesus' name. People are healed in Jesus' name. The leper is cleansed in Jesus' name. The dead are raised in Jesus' name. You know, in Jesus' name is our victory. In Jesus' name is our strength. In Jesus' name, everything that we need is there. And you've got to know this. You've got to know within the core of your being what you have in Him. You have to know within the depth of your soul who your Savior is, and how He is with you, and how He takes care of you, and how He watches over you, and how He delivers your soul. In the midst of your peril, in the midst of your despair, you need to know. You need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know, that's what faith is. Faith is that certainty in your spirit. Just knowing that you know that you know that God will do what He said He would. When you read that word, you know that that word is for you. When you read the promises of God, when He speaks a word into your life, you know this is for you. And you will walk in that. You will trust that. You will trust the way that He works with you. You will trust the way that He speaks to you. You know, you've got to have faith. And you've got to have faith in this time that we live in right now. And you know what? Look, all of us are human, and all of us have our limitations and our frame, and all of that is there, okay? And all of us have had our times where we've had our doubts, where we've struggled, where we've wrestled trying to figure out what is this that's going on with us? What is this that God is doing with us? What is it that He's saying to us? Trying to understand how at one moment He'll make a promise to us, and then at the next moment everything seems to come and go against that promise. Well, you know, that's also one of the reasons why God gives us faith and why God gives us His promise, is because things would come up against that coming to fruition in the first place. Do you understand? If it wasn't going to be something that would be challenged, then why would He need to speak to us in the first place? You know, why would He need to tell us something if it was not going to be put to the test? You know, the other day I was talking with a brother in Christ, and you know, we were talking about that scripture, you know, where Jesus said, "My sheep will know My voice; they won't follow another." And when I was talking to my brother, I just said, you know, well, I mean, the reason that Jesus would have to say that my sheep would know My voice and they won't follow another is because there's going to be a lot of other voices. There's going to be a lot of other voices out there speaking. There's going to be a lot of other voices out there talking. And they're going to talk a lot of stuff. But Jesus said, "My sheep will know My voice. They won't follow another." That means that even though there's going to be other voices that are out there and that are speaking, that are saying their stuff, in the midst of all of those voices, in the midst of all of those voices, you know the voice of God. You know the voice of your Savior. You know the one that leads you, the one that guides you. You hear His still small voice within the core of your being, and you know this is the way. Walk ye in it. You know the voice of God. And you know sometimes the place where the enemy gets in, the enemy can get in through different places and confuse you. Now look, God is not the author of confusion, right? Right. All right, so God is not the author of confusion, and that means that because of the fact that God is not, so then who is the author of confusion? Well, the author of confusion is the devil. You know, he's the one that thinks up the ways to confuse. He's the one that thinks up all kinds of strategies to try to put your life in turmoil and to try to put your life into a perplexed place. He's also the one that seeks to access your life through other people when you are serious about walking with Him. Look, the moment that you get serious about walking with Christ, look, the very moment that you get serious about it, where you're like, okay, you know, you want the things of God. You want to walk with Him. You want to see the fulfillment of God's plan and purpose for your life. You want for Him to have His way in and through you. You only want what He has for you. When you get serious about Him, that's when the devil gets serious about you. Say that again. When you get serious about Jesus, that's when the devil gets serious about you. See, before that you were a joke. Before that you were a joke to the devil, because he had you. You were just flopping around out there with everybody else, weak, compromised, soulish. You were there. He could push you over just by bumping into you. You know, you had no spiritual strength, no spiritual vitality, nothing there. I mean, sure, even if you had been, you know, somebody that had been even marked for God, but because you were going the way of the world, your entire being was just all beat up, and you couldn't even stand if somebody propped you up. But the moment that you got serious about walking with Christ, the moment that you put all in for Him, the moment you said, okay, Jesus, you're it. You're it. You are the way, the truth, and the life. God has revealed that to me, and because He's revealed that to me, I am going with it 100%. I'm all in. And you do that. And the moment you do that, you come on the devil's radar like the Goodyear blimp. I mean, you are there. You are right there. You're huge in front of the devil, because now he assigns demonic forces, spirits of oppression, all kinds of stuff to come against you, to war against you, to war against that decision that you made, that choice that you made to go with Christ. And because you've made that choice and that decision, now he wants to stop that. And also he wants to stop you from walking with other brothers and sisters in Christ that have done the same thing, because one will set 1,000 to flight, two will set 10,000 to flight. Imagine what three will do. I mean, when the body of Christ comes together, our power does not grow incrementally. Our power grows exponentially. So when we walk together in like mind, like purpose, now what that is, that's not getting you to agree with me, or that's not you getting me to agree with you. That is us agreeing with Christ. That is us coming onto His page. That is us looking to Him. That is us saying, all right, Lord, Your will, Your way, Your plan, Your purpose, who You are, not who we are in ourselves. Lord, have Your way. Have Your way. And when you are looking to that, when you are asking for that, when you are seeking that, and you come together with other people that are doing the same thing, oh my gosh. And that's why the devil works hard to divide. That's why the devil works hard to divide families. Because a family that is together in the things of God is extremely powerful. Extremely powerful. Incredibly powerful. When the father in the home, when the dad in the home is who he's supposed to be, and he walks with God, and when the family is observing God's divine structure, God's divine setup, and when the wife has not been brainwashed by the world, and she's not trying to compete or subvert, or she's not been influenced by a Jezebel spirit, and she's actually, you know, being the woman that God made her to be. It's incredible. It's incredible the power that's there and the safety that's there for the children that would grow up in that home under that kind of guidance, under that kind of spiritual covering. And man, I tell you, when kids grow up around that and they're walking with God for themselves and they grow up with that, they talk about a head start. Talk about a jump start in life. Talk about the power of God being manifest in incredible ways. That's there, and they have it. And they can move forward in a position of strength. That's why the devil works so hard to try to break up families, to try to keep families from ever being on the page that God intended them to be. That's why the devil works like that. You've got to understand that. That's why you've also got to fight. You battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. This the rulers of this dark, fallen world system that are around you. Now look, if you don't want to fight, well, I got news for you. Tough. Because the devil that despises your soul and wants to drag you into hell, he's not going to let up. And he's going to seek to do everything he can to destroy you. And if you think that you can get some peace by maybe just sort of backing off, well, the only reason that he won't attack you then is because he's got you then. The only reason that he won't attack you then is because, all right, he's got a hold on you. And once he's got a hold on you, hey, he doesn't have to waste any resource on you. He doesn't have to waste any time on you. You're no longer a threat. So he's not going to shoot as you as much. I mean, sure, there'll be infighting within Satan's side because people on that side are always vying and jockeying for power. So some of that's going to be going on. So yeah, that'll be there. But, you know, here's the thing. You have to war for God's given destiny over your life. You have to be willing to stand up, and you got to be willing to fight for it. You have to be willing to fight for your nation. Wherever it is that you live in this world, you need to be willing to fight for that place. You need to be willing to fight for God's plan and purpose over that land, over that nation. Because God has destined for this entire world to be covered with His glory. The rock that was cut out of the mountain that smashed the entire world system, when the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, where God wanted him to understand the interpretation of his dream, and with that, with what took place there, God he showed and he revealed that his kingdom would smash and flow and fill the whole earth. Now, with that takes place, you have a role to play. We have a role to play. You know, we are ambassadors of the King of Kings. We go forth and we go before. And we go before to proclaim the works and the wonders of God. We go before to make known the truth. We go before to let people know. For them to choose the side. Choose this day whom you will serve. Because you know what? When somebody's life ends, that's it. It's over. And they have a window of time to be right, to get right, to know Him, to walk with Him. And God is making that available. And God is making that available through His servants who proclaim the gospel. Now look, as a servant who proclaims the gospel, I always keep things in the right perspective. You know, it's Him doing the work. It's Him doing that through us. But it's not us. It's not me. It's not you. One man plants, another man waters. God causes it to grow. And if you have stood up and you're speaking the truth, always remind people of that. Point people in that direction. Tell them, look, you need to look to Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith. Because you know, there's always subtle deceptions the devil tries. He has so many different strategies that he uses. Another one that he uses, he likes to use, especially when you get somebody that is walking with God and has some effectiveness in the ministry that God's called them to, is now to try to promote that person and make them king. You know, set that person up. Everybody comes cheering and they want to praise that person. And they all want to lift that person up as a great man of God, as a great woman of God. And if that person has not been grounded in the truth, if that person has not completely given themselves over to God, if that person has the seeds of that inside of them that they have not allowed the Spirit of God to remove that out of them, what will happen is that person will start to listen to the voices of those demons, listen to the voices of the devil, and they'll start to be like, you know, yeah, that's right. That was a good sermon that I preached. And the problem is that if you go that way, pretty soon, that person is also now another work of the enemy. Because the devil creeps in. The devil creeps in. And once he gets inside, he just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling with that. Until somebody later on one day just says, my God, what did I do? What happened? Where did I go wrong? Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. They won't follow another. But you know, so often people listen to the voices of the world, wanting to become something in the world, judging themselves by the way that the world judges each other. Look, it doesn't matter how the world sees you. You don't need approval from a broken system that's on a grease pole to hell. That God's going to destroy the whole thing anyways. It already says it in His Word that the entire world system gets crushed into a power. First, it just breaks down into all of it, just gets jumbled together, and then it gets pulverized, and then it gets windswept, so there's nothing left, not even a trace of it. And then the rock grows and fills the whole earth. That means that the entire system that everybody's trying to gauge themselves off of, that thing won't even exist. So all the awards, all the accolades, all of the things that people have put such a priority on, all of it won't matter. They won't matter. You know, there've been countries that have, you know, gotten invaded. There've been places that have fallen. And unless, like, say for example, unless the currency that a country had was endued with intrinsic value, so like for example, unless it was like actually made out of gold coins or silver coins or something like that, if people just had things on paper, well, those things didn't mean anything anymore. They weren't worth anything anymore because the system that supported it is not there anymore. The systems that supported it have been destroyed. A lot of these things, all these accolades, all these yearly awards, all this stuff that people put such emphasis on, it won't mean anything. It already doesn't if you see it from an eternal perspective, but it won't mean anything. What means something is God's approval on your life. What means something is for the Spirit of the living God to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter now into the rest of the Lord. Enter now into the joy of the Lord. That's what you want. That's what you want. That's what you want. You don't want the approval of the world. Because the world is fickle also, too, by the way. If you didn't know that, one day you'll have the world's approval, and then the next day the world will turn its back on you. You'll see that a lot, by the way. You'll see that even, because you know, sometimes too what happens is there are people of the world that go too far in their attacks on certain people of God. And when they do that, they get marked. And all of a sudden now, everything that they used to trust, everything that they used to do, it doesn't work anymore. And the thing about the world is the world always looks for, it looks to ride the horse it looks to ride the winning horse, okay? It looks to strap on to whatever it is that'll get it its agenda of being successful in the world. So if you start going down in the world, well, everybody runs away from you. You know, they forget about you quick. They don't want to be near that. They want to go up in the system. They don't want to go down. So if you start going down in the world, well, they're going to run away from you. So, and you know what happens? There's a reason that people go down in the world too. I mean, one of them is that they cross the people of God. Look, do you think that with God seeing everything that He sees and knowing everything that He knows, that you are going to be able to go rob, steal, kill, and try to destroy a child of the living God without consequence? One of His kids? And you think you're just going to go and that's just going to be it? No. No, of course not. Yeah, exactly. So God, knowing all, seeing all, above all powerful, when He sees people doing those things to His children, do you think that He does not bring things to account? The only reason why those people haven't been wiped off the face of the map is because of God's mercy. And God gives people windows of time to repent, because He was merciful with us as well. God was gracious with us. He gave us time to repent, and we did. He gave us time to get right, and we did. And thank God for that. Thank God that He gave us time, and we were made right with Him, and we responded to the call of His Spirit. So allow for that. That's why scriptures also tell us to bless those that hate us, to pray for those that persecute us. You know, we bless those that curse us. Yes, we do. We pray for them. I pray that they get saved. I pray that God opens their eyes. I pray, sure, that, you know, that they get tagged, and out of getting tagged, that they come around. I pray that they get tagged and they come around. In Jesus' name. That if God be willing, if they're one of His, that He would turn them around. And if not, if they're not going to be turned around, then all right. Lord, fine. Let them go. They can be taken out. That's fine. I mean, I trust You in that. I trust God in that. Because, you know, if they're not going to turn, then they're just out there hurting and hurting and hurting the people of God, then hey, all right. Unless they serve some greater purpose of God, there's no reason for them to be here anymore. They've chosen. They've made their choice. Ah. We do pray. We do pray for people. We do pray that people would get saved. We do pray that people would turn. We do pray that people would see, that their eyes would be open. That in Jesus' name, that they would go from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. We do pray for that. But also in the middle of that too, you got to also know that free will is there. Free will is there. Free will is recognized. Free will is involved. And you and I, we make free will decisions. We make free will choices. And God will open up the opportunity. And He will quicken people to the reality of the fact of who He is. The truth of who He is. You know, facts can change. The truth stays the same. The truth of who He is. He will open up people's eyes to the truth of who He is. And when He does, you got to respond. You have to respond. You have to respond when God opens up the truth of who He is. You've got to say, "Yes, Lord." You have to give all of yourself over. Don't withhold anything. Don't withhold anything from Him. You do not want to withhold anything from Him. When He calls out to you, respond. You know, when Jesus calls your name, whatever situation life finds you in, come down from the sycamore tree, Zacchaeus. You know, come down. You know, respond. You know, Zacchaeus, and there's that song they sometimes sing in the Sunday schools, like Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he, climbed to the top of a sycamore tree to see what he could see. What did he see? There's Jesus passing by. You see, I can't remember the whole thing, but I do remember the scriptures. And, you know, there was a man, small man, tiny man named Zacchaeus, tax collector. He, you know, he had done a lot of bad stuff, but Jesus had never passed him by either. And the day that Jesus passed by, the day that God made Himself real, the day that the Word that had become flesh, that crossed His path, and He saw it, and He saw the truth, and the truth stopped and said, "Zacchaeus, I want to come to your house today." He came down that tree so fast, and he all the money that he had meant nothing to him anymore, because he found what was real and what was important. And when Jesus was in his home, he said, "Lord, you know, today I'm going to make everything right. If I've cheated anybody, I'm gonna restore it. I'm gonna double for anybody and fourfold for anybody that he cheated." And he was just gonna, because he just wanted to make everything right, because he found what was real, found what was important. And what did Jesus say about him? He said, "Today, salvation has come to this house. Today, salvation has come to this house." You know, salvation comes to your house when you respond to the call of God. Salvation comes to your house when Jesus is made known to you and you respond. Do not stiffen your neck. Do not harden your heart when the Spirit of God calls you. When God calls you, respond. When God calls you, say, "Yes, Lord. Yes, to your will and to your way. I will trust you and obey." Say that to Him. Respond when God calls you. Follow Him when Jesus passes you by. Because if you don't, I'll tell you what you're left with. You're left empty. You're left alone in a world that hates you. In a world that, even for a little bit of time, you might feel like you're something in there, but it despises you. The prince of the power of the air and everything that's in him and all of his forces, they despise you. They want to take you to hell. And if you reject Christ Jesus, that's where you're going to end up. If you reject Jesus Christ, that's where you end up. The true Jesus. If you reject the true Jesus Christ, that's where you end up. You end up in hell. Which is not a place that was made for you, by the way. Hell was set up for the devil and his angels. It wasn't made for you. But the devil's trying to take you to where he's going, because he hates you, because you're made in the image and the likeness of God. God's made the way out for you, but your free will is also involved as well. You need to choose it. You need to choose life. You need to choose Him. If you choose Him, you will be blessed with life. Life eternal, you'll be blessed with what you need. You'll be blessed with an incredible journey. Look, God blesses His people with an incredible journey. God gives them the chance to know the truth and to walk out that truth every day. God gives them a chance to be something of real importance, of real significance. Look, everything the world has is insignificant. All the people of the world are a lie. The people of the world are a lie. The things of the world are a lie. The positions of the world are... they're dumb. The things of the world are dumb. You know, there's nothing in them. I know it's sometimes a harsh reality for somebody to stop and say, my gosh, everything that I ever put my life and my hope in, it was worthless. I know it's harsh. That's why a lot of people break down and cry and weep before the throne when they actually realize that they've gone the wrong way. But you know, better you figure that out now while you have breath in your lungs than figuring it out and understanding it after your breath is done in your body. That would be horrible. And that is horror. There's a terrible, terrible, terrible horror. The moment that you cross... I hate to even think about it. But it's true. The reality is there. The truth is there. A lot of people will reject the truth and will find themselves in a Christless eternity, and there will be no coming back. They will have fallen for the lie. They'll know they've fallen for the lie, and there'll be no return. Look, repent. Get right with God. Get right with Him. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Repent. Repent. Be saved. Be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins. Follow Him. Follow the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. Be delivered from whatever it is that's holding you. Be saved. And walk out this life and be free. Live the abundant life. Stop being a slave. And don't worry. You don't have to worry. Because God has everything under control. And He's with you. Trust in Him. Those that put their trust in Him will never be put to shame. We love you guys. Hey, God bless you. Keep on keeping on. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. You can also reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faithmix, one word. You can find us there. Hey, we appreciate you guys. We love you. Share the message. Share the truth. Share the gospel with the people that need it. Do it while there's time. All right. We love you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.